A new survey in the latest edition of the Chronicle of Philanthropy says things are pretty bad for charities in this country. In many ways, they were the worst last year. Last year was the worst in decades. Joining us from Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what are these figures showing?
Well, Alex, charities are still having a tough, tough time. This survey ranks the top 400 largest charities based on how much money they raise. And for the first time in 12 years, the donations went down in 2002. Now, the decline was only just over 1%, from $47.5 billion to $46.9, which doesn't seem like a lot. But the fact that there even was a decline at all is what's worrying the sector, because in the 5 years before that, they averaged 12% growth.
So why are donors clamping down on their wallets now?
Part of it, of course, is the recession. If you don't have money in your pocket or your pocketbook, you don't have money to give. But even more than that, the experts say the nonprofit sector has brought some of this on itself because of various scandals like the one at the United Way and then the controversy over how the Red Cross handled donations after 9/11. Paul Light, a scholar of nonprofits for New York University, says the sector is basically in denial about the lingering effects of those crises. And Light says we're also seeing donor fatigue because of what's been an onslaught of recent disasters.
We saw that with the Red Cross earlier this spring when they started appealing for help because their disaster relief funds were running out. And in fact, the Red Cross disaster fund did run out right before Hurricane Isabel. It's just been one call for help after another, starting immediately after September 11th and continuing with greater urgency with each passing month.
And that onslaught continues to this day, Alex, of course, with the fires here in Southern California that are prompting calls for help from relief agencies.
Well, what are nonprofits supposed to do about this donor fatigue?
Well, Light says charities are going to basically have to overhaul the way they both solicit and acknowledge contributions. It used to be that a big donor would give, say, an operating grant or money toward an endowment, and it would be up to the organization to decide how to spend that money. But more and more, donors want control over where the money goes, and that's a reflection of some of the skepticism. So now grants are being tied to specific activities within the charity, and donors are also asking for proof that the money went where they wanted it to go. And that's a whole new fundraising environment that the experts say charities are going to have to learn and adjust to. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the latest chapter in digital piracy. We've had movies and music, now books.
Well, thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.